Lisa and the Mysterious Caterpillar. Lisa had always enjoyed exploring her garden. She likes picking pretty roses and paying attention to the thorns. She likes helping her mom rake dead leaves. She also likes playing with her brother Victor and trying to find four-leaf clovers. That Saturday, the sky was all blue, not a cloud in sight. Lisa told herself it was a perfect day to go in the garden. The small girl started by inspecting the flower bushes. She closed her eyes and smelled the soft perfume that floated in the air. She listened attentively to the song of the birds that were building a nest in a tree. What Lisa liked the most was watching all the animals that hid in her garden. First of all, there were ants that walked in a line, single file, like soldiers. Then there were worms that liked to hide in the soil. Lisa also really liked to count the number of spots on the backs of the ladybugs. It took a while, but the little girl in the garden finally found something very beautiful. Hidden under a parsley plant, a beautiful caterpillar crawled around without hurrying. The caterpillar was the most magnificent thing that Lisa had ever seen in her life. It was green with black, white, and orange spots. Timidly, Lisa advanced her hand towards the leaf and held it there. She was very happy to see that the caterpillar climbed up her hand. The small little feet of the little bug tickled her, but Lisa wanted to hold it for as long as possible. The small girl stayed a while longer in the garden with her new friend. She forgot about everything around her. She even forgot about the time right up until she heard the voice of her mother. "Lisa! Lisa! It's time to come in," said her mom. Lisa was not eager to leave her new friend to go back in the house. She had an idea. She decided to bring her caterpillar friend in with her. Like a ninja, she edged her way into the house without making a sound. She ran right up to her room and quickly closed the door. Then, with great caution, she put the caterpillar on her desk. "I will name you Margot," Lisa told it. The caterpillar started to creep down her desk. Lisa wondered if she was going to fall. She thought maybe it would be wise to find a home for Margot. After an afternoon snack, Lisa asked her mother for a jar. "Why do you need a jar, Lisa?" asked her mom. Lisa was scared that her mom would forbid her from keeping her caterpillar, but she did not like to lie, especially to her mom. So she told her the story of how she found the caterpillar in the parsley plant and brought it into her room. "May I keep it, Mom?" asked Lisa. "I would first like to see this caterpillar," her mother responded. Taking her mother by the hand, she ran quickly up to her room to show her Margot. "You're right, Lisa. It is a very beautiful caterpillar. I will help you build it a little house." Lisa and her mom placed Margot in a big glass jar. Then they made some holes in the cap of the jar. It was necessary for Margot to be able to breathe. Lisa decorated the jar with a few stickers so that Margot would live in a pretty house with lots of colors. When they finished, it was almost dinner time, and Lisa said that her new friend must also be hungry. She went to the garden, picked a few parsley leaves, and then placed them in the jar. Before sleeping, Lisa talked at length with her caterpillar. She persuaded herself that she was listening quite well. During the next 3 weeks, the two new friends spent almost all of their time together. Lisa always fed her and cleaned her jar as well. Every night, the small girl talked to Margot. She talked about her day. One day, Lisa even brought Margot to school. The school teacher informed her that Margot was a swallowtail caterpillar. Lisa found that name to be funny and believed Margot was a much prettier name. Every morning, Lisa was excited to see her friend before going to school. But one Tuesday, the caterpillar was missing from her jar. Lisa did not understand. The lid was still in place, but there were only leaves and something that resembled cotton at the bottom of the jar. Lisa decided she would get clarification on the mystery of her caterpillar. Once she got to school, she checked her entire room to see if the mischievous caterpillar had escaped, but she did not find Margot. Lisa would not dare tell her mother that she had lost her dear friend. She was responsible for the little bug and thought that she had done something bad. For several days, Lisa was very sad. She missed her friend a lot. Her mother came to her one day and asked, "Lisa, why have you been so sad these past few days?" "Margot is missing," Lisa responded to her mother with big tears welling up in her eyes. "Really? Show me her jar." Lisa and her mom went straight to her room and looked in the jar. What a surprise! In the place of Margot was a butterfly. "Margot did not go missing, Lisa. She made a cocoon to become a butterfly," her mom explained. Lisa was amazed and very proud of her friend. "It is necessary to open the lid to let her leave," said her mom. "Butterflies cannot remain in a jar." Lisa was fine with that. She opened the jar herself to let Margot, the caterpillar who became a butterfly, go. Lisa was not sad. She knew that she would surely find her friend again in the garden.